I am continually challenged by the life of C.T. Studd, friends. His sacrificial life is a testimony to what God can do with a man who's entirely sold out to him. Charlie Studd was a household name in England in his day, as he was a well-known athlete as a champion cricketer. His father, Edward Studd, was a multimillionaire British businessman who was converted under D.L. Moody's preaching and whose life underwent such a complete transformation, turning his country mansion into a chapel for preaching, that when asked about him, Edward Studd's chauffeur remarked, "All I can say is he has the same skin on the outside, but on the inside he is a completely different man." Edward's son Charlie was converted by a visiting preacher to the family estate. Immediately, C.T. Studd was challenged by the claims of the gospel upon his life, and he left England, family and fame, for the sake of Chinese souls, going as a missionary to China. While there, he read about the story in the gospel of the rich young ruler, and right there and then, C.T. Studd decided to do what the rich young ruler would not, and he gave away his entire fortune, all his inheritance, pouring the rest of his life out as a drink offering to the Lord. After China, he did mission work in India. Then, at the age of 53, in poor health, he felt God was calling him to take the gospel to the unreached and the horde of Africa. Against warnings from doctors, family, and friends, he sailed for Africa, never to return, and lies buried there as a testimony to the grace of God and the gospel. I know this, friends. Whenever the embers on the altar of my heart begin to grow cold for God, I know I can turn to the writings of C.T. Studd and get reignited for Christ and the gospel again. I want to share with you now some of his writings, and hopefully their stirring challenges will stoke that fire beneath you as you go all out for Christ and the gospel. Here now are the words of C.T. Studd. Some wish to live within the sound of church and chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard from hell. Christ does not want nibblers of the possible, but grabbers of the impossible. Christ's call is to save the lost, not the stiff-necked. He came not to call scoffers, but sinners to repentance, not to build and furnish comfortable chapels, churches, and cathedrals at home in which to rock Christian professors to sleep by means of clever essays, stereotyped prayers, and artistic musical performances, but to capture men from the devil's clutches and the very jaws of hell. This can be accomplished only by a red-hot, unconventional, unfettered devotion in the power of the Holy Spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are in hand-to-hand conflict with the world, the flesh, and the devil himself, neat little biblical confectionery is like shooting lions with a pea shooter. God needs a man who will never let go and deliver blows right and left as hard as he can hit in the power of the Holy Ghost. Nothing but forked lightning Christians will count. Well, I want to end this message, friends, with the poem that's been a stirring challenge to my life ever since I've been a believer. It's called Only One Life. It's written by Charlie Studd. And let me read it to you now as we focus on living for God in light of eternity. Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Then in that day, my Lord to meet, and stand before his judgment seat. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, the still small voice, gently pleads for a better choice, bidding me selfish aims to leave, and to God's holy will to cleave. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burdens, hopes and fears, each with its days I must fulfill, living for self or in His will. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. When this bright world would tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Father, a purpose deep, in joy or sorrow, thy word to keep, faithful and true, whatever the strife, pleasing thee in my daily life. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let my love with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Now let me say, thy will be done. And when at last I'll hear the call, I'll know, I'll say, 'twas worth it all. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Let us go now, friends, to a time of prayer as we focus on living for God in light of eternity. Let us pray.